The West Live.
The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
I've got a Clio update for you, Maddie. Yeah. So remember how we've been speaking about these bounty hunters and private investigators that have been going up? So just to give you an update on that situation, so the West Australian's reported today that some of these characters have headed up to the Carnarvon region hoping to get their hands on the $1 million reward. They've been messaging locals on Facebook asking for information. Wow. What a revolutionary idea that would be. I wonder if the police thought of that. One bloke apparently chartered a helicopter to a location hundreds of kilometres from town, believing he knew where Clio might be. And when he was approached, he denied being a bounty hunter, claiming instead that he was doing surveys for oil and gas. And then there's even stories about a fake GoFundMe page that was set up, claiming to be raising money for the Smiths, for Ellie Smith. And it's just a total scam.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, how
it always brings out the weirdos, doesn't it?
It does.
That chopper one, though, is next level.
Yeah, I know. And the thing, this was our fear yesterday, that these people would be going up
getting
there
the
making
way.
A nuisance of themselves, which seems like it is the case. The local Indigenous people up there have said that it's actually quite dangerous country to be wandering around in.
Oh, the last thing we need is another missing person.
Exactly. And they're fearing for the safety of some of these city slickers who go up there thinking they're going to play amateur detective and get themselves into trouble out in the bush.
Yeah, I mean, that's not what the $1 million reward was designed for.
No. I think people have taken it the wrong way.
It's there for information to come out that someone may be holding on to.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's just stay focused on that.